Welcome to the show, Dr. McGuire. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic, buddy. This is your first show, our first show. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Urology is the treatment of urinary disease in men's sexual health. And if you listen to the radio at all, you hear all kinds of information about, oh, men's health, and I want to go have sex, you know, how do I get an erection, and how do I, you know, maintain an erection and things like that. But this is really missing the big picture. Sex is an important part of life, and I certainly am, as a urologist, discuss this with my patients every day. But it's all about all the things to help you enjoy life and to live a longer and better life. And so I want to go from this and go beyond just how do I get my penis hard. Instead, I want to live a life of how do I feel better? How do I live more healthy? How am I able to enjoy life and do all the things that are important to help people feel better across the board?
Cancer. That's the one thing that scares the bejesus out of me, doctor. Is it treatable in the urinary tract? Is it treatable? You know, tell me what advances you guys on the medical side of the world have done in treating cancer.
It is so amazing to me the advances that have occurred in the medical management of advanced diseases. Surgical management, which is what I usually do, is towards more and more laparoscopic surgery, tiny holes, healing faster, getting out of the hospital the next day, minimal blood loss, minimal pain. And so from that standpoint, it's, and then we're making so many more ability to diagnose cancer at an earlier, more curable stage. We're going to spend a week just discussing prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is a fascinating disease. If you look at all 80-year-old men at autopsy, okay, you take every 80-year-old man, look at their prostate under a microscope after they die, 80% of them will have prostate cancer. But 1 to 2% will have died of prostate cancer.